Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. USA, it's a big old land with countless dreams.
That's what we're here to do. Celebrate the USA and defend it.
Hard work pays off the way it should.
Day in and day out.
Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it.
Hope your weekend was swell.
With the stars and stripes.
Full of grad parties and
an eagle fly.
Fair amount of sunshine. Which was nice. Kevin Flynn is back on What's on Your Mind after a little time over to Western Products today. Have a good time there with the crew?
We did. We had a great time. Thanks for Western Products for having us out and feeding us some good eggs and that thick-cut bacon they had cooking this morning and toast. That was really good.
Somebody said bacon?
Yeah, right? 75 years Western Products has been doing what they've been doing around the region. Pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
Mike Bollinger was on with us, talked about looking at an old 1960s phone book way back, and the Western Products ad in there was advertising fantastic new asbestos siding. Oh, well, we didn't know that.
Can't do that anymore,
yeah,
can you?
No. Hey, you were speaking of grad parties. Did you eat any this weekend?
Yes.
We had three.
Yeah.
Young Austin, young Max, and young Taylor. All going to be got great futures ahead of them, so congrats, guys. Just wanted to shout out there. Great food at every one of them. That's full.
You know, I love this time of year.
Oh, I know.
Because you just see so much promise in those graduates.
Oh, right.
What's to come next. They're all excited and
no doubt
accomplish something big by finishing their time in high school, and now it's on to college, and yeah, it's great.
I got to tell you something. Quick story about America, about real America. Saturday night, we were down in Minnesota Lakes Country. Our buddy Rick Adams, who's a country artist, was playing over at a place called the Roadhouse in Cormorant, Minnesota. And I had the honor, Rick asked me to get up and sing a couple songs with him. And got up and did that. And there was a number. I mean, it was packed with young people, 20-somethings. And he went into Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith. Rick Adams does a killer version of it. And I'm telling you, man, every one of those young people were singing along with it, knew the words. And I happened to pop in just for a quick, and right at the end I said, "Let's go, Brandon!" And they took it from there.
They did, huh?
Oh, it was unanimous. I thought, oh, there is hope for the country, my friends.
No woke out there.
No. And if you think most of the young people, no, they are exactly, they are red, white, and blue, American loving, can't wait for the opportunities that this country gives them people, period.
It was
great.
That is great to hear. Put a smile on your face.
Oh, it did. I was like, I was waiting to see a Karen in the crowd somewhere give me the snarl look. You know, you're not funny. No, there wasn't one. There wasn't one.
Not even one cross look, huh?
No, it was pretty cool.
I love it. Tim Scott, a senator from South Carolina, will be announcing his presidential run within the hour.
Love him.
He'll do that. He has a great story. Donald Trump says he and all the rest are competing for second place.
They are. And, you know, they're going to get out again. They're getting out there with the same message. It's just a different messenger. But, You know, there's a lot of great cabinet positions to be filled and names we need to see get on the stage, and I think that's what a lot of these folks are doing, you know. Same with Kennedy on the Democratic side.
We've got this competition over there.
Yeah, amen.
It's beautiful. And that's what this is all about. Just get your name out there. Get up there, announce your candidacy. Tell people what you're about. Let's go. Fantastic.
Drain the swamp one chair at a time, I guess.
Exactly right. You like Tim Scott?
I do. I do.
Thursday, Governor Ron DeSantis announcing.
Like him, too. Like all of them. I like Nikki Haley. I could care less what color anybody's skin is. I like Vivek Ramaswamy. Don't care. I like what they say. I like what their plan is. I like what the solutions they offer up are.
I'm trying to find the post, but there's something on True Social where Donald Trump said over the weekend something to the effect of all these people are vying for second place, but he mentioned Burgum in the race.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
He mentioned Burgum, Scott, Haley, DeSantis, of course. Who else is in? Asa Hutchinson from Arkansas.
Yep.
Forgetting anybody else?
No, I think that's it. Vivek.
That's right.
Yeah. Vivek. Haley.
He'd been in from the beginning.
Yep. He was the first one.
Exactly.
Really like him. He is just like, rip the Band-Aid off, tear the wound, dressings off the wound. We need to let this thing bleed out. I mean, he's telling it like it is. Fire them all.
There you go. Texas says, Scott, you want to talk about a woke business? WEX, formerly known as Discovery Benefits, sends out on a regular basis emails to the employees pushing and promoting the Alphabet Mafia lifestyle. Last week, they encouraged all to participate in drag queen bingo online.
Just stop. Just stop it.
Explaining how this is a big cultural event that happens all around the world. What? Drag queen bingo is a thing?
It's a thing for, you know, a few people that live that lifestyle, I'm sure. But not in any near number of the vast majority of anything. I mean, we're talking about 1% or 2% of the population, best guess. I mean, yeah, there's people that do that, but let's just go ahead and do that, all right? I don't need to have it thrown every time I turn around in my face and all this nonsense, and it's just go do your thing like you've always done. Leave the kids out of it. Stay out of the pool. It's kind of my only thing.
Well, what kind of a
period
business would send out a...
I just don't get it.
...suggestion that you participate in? I found something online. Drag Queen Bingo is a side-splitting, laugh-filled 75-minute romp through a gender-bending, hysterical-friendly bingo game.
I'm going to pass, but, you know, knock yourself out.
This ain't your grandma's bingo.
Oh, no.
We offer a fun alternative to your usual weekend hotspots, as well as getting out early enough just so you hit the local clubs or bars. Huh. Drag queen bingo. Now, to their credit, this is just some establishment that I found on a search engine. They say drag queen bingo is an 18-plus event and is fun for all genders.
As it should be.
Yeah.
There you go.
But...
why does that have anything to do with my business? Why do I care that my staff needs to know or not know that? How about you just leave that to your staff?
Yeah.
Worry about business. Worry about what our goals are.
Right.
Worry about how to make money.
Yeah.
Just stop.
I don't need any encouragement to participate in drag queen bingo.
Enough.
Yeah. Who thinks of this stuff?
I don't know. Keep saying, who are these people?
Sits in a cubicle and comes up.
Did you see the... lawmaker in Nebraska go off last week? We need trans people. We love trans people. And she started saying it, and then she sped it up. We should. It's so annoying, I'd play it for you. Then she starts screaming it. We need trans people. We love trans. It's like, well, we love everybody. You know, and that's okay, but again, like, and what she's screaming about is that we don't want kids, children, to be chemically castrated or have, you know, some sort of life-changing plastic mutilating surgeries, you know, and not have their parents involved. That's kind of a... That's what she's screaming about. That's the...
I'm confused. Is she... What side is she on here?
Oh, she's on, you know, the Trans Lives Matter, and she, they, you know, they, we need them. They,
And she thinks by screaming in the Nebraska legislature, somehow more people are going to come to her side, or what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she, she's 25 years old. She, I don't know, yeah. I'll dig up the audio. You really won't believe it. It's,
Somehow I think I will.
It is something to hear.
Somehow I think I will.
I'll just play a little bit of it for you. Coming up.
All right. More on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout. Join the fun at 271-1100 today. Give us a call.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What's on Your Mind brought to you by Rainbow International. If you experience flood or water damage in your home, do not wait another minute. Contact Ned and his team at Rainbow International Fargo now for immediate water damage restoration services. They understand the urgency of the situation, and they are here to help 24/7. Water damage, fire, mold, remember that name. Highly trained technicians. Technicians quickly assess the damage and work tirelessly to restore your home. Call Rainbow International Fargo today, 701 412-4776. Doc in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Doc.
I've been listening about this debate on the idea of the, what do you want to call it, the debt ceiling thing. And I just, you know, I'm really concerned about that mess, the way that they're acting. I mean, I'm glad that McCarthy is coming up with the Republican side's setup on it, where it comes out everything's paid for, but yet it lowers the amount being used on every dollar. And it just amazes me that the Democrats can't see that it's a positive thing. Instead, they got to sit there and add all their dadgum pork to it. And at the end of it, we're paying triple what we were paying out just this last 2 years. How does that come about? What's wrong with people? Don't they understand that we need to cut doggone chuck pork and get it back to a chuck, you know? Instead of a doggone steak, we need to be acting like hamburgers, what we're after. Yeah, you understand what I mean, don't you? I'm just tired of these people acting like it's just an absolute sin to go in there and cut some of the pork and get rid of all the excess little action. There's nothing wrong with letting boll weevils be boll weevils and lemurs be lemurs and this and that and the other. Why can't we have people that have common sense up there? I like Burgum. I'm hoping Burgum does well, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Trump this time. And I pray that we can get past all the, what do you want to call it, floundering with the Democrats trying to act like they own the whole thing. Anyway, that's my comment, and I'm sticking by it. I think it's time to really and honestly get this nation back on track.
Some very good points on your part, Doc. And the battle right now on the debt ceiling is that the Republicans have passed a bill to say we're going to go back to last year's spending. We're going to spend just as much as we spent last year and no more. And the Democrats want to spend more.
Yeah. Heads exploding.
I'm sorry, forgive me. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were over cross time. You got a baseline, right? There's a baseline, and they're trying to lift the baseline every single solitary year. Instead of saying, okay, here's our baseline from last year, we leave it there, we go ahead, everything's covered. We don't have to go over that, because if we go over that, we're basically adding to the cents on the dollar we're actually paying back in.
Bingo.
It's time to say cut, cut, cut. Get rid of this excess baggage, you know. Okay, you go on an airplane, you can only take just so much packaging, right? You can only have like 32 pounds per person, I guess it is, or something like that. But no matter what, if you go over that, the airplane's not going to fly properly.
That's a good one. Well, I like that analogy.
Our airplane has got way too much excess garbage on it. And if we don't watch ourselves, we're going to end up doing a spiral dive. And I'm getting sick and tired of the idea of people sitting there saying, well, we got to have more money to use. Yeah, take care of the invalid, which I understand that's a good thing to do. But you don't have to over-excess it where you're giving people money that don't need to be gotten.
Here's a question I have for you, Doc. While I agree completely, 100%, couldn't have said it better myself with your statement, how many people among the general public do you think agree with that?
You want me to tell you a little secret? Between you and me and the sky boats, I very seriously doubt it's 5 in 12.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. And I think that's why Democrats...
You know, it's like out of every 100 people, there's probably 15 to 20 that really understand the actual, you know, particular Senate. I'm so sick and tired of people that don't understand our government system. The purse is Congress. The head is our individual called the presidency. And the head only has one thing to do. He signs the bill if he likes it. And then we get the opportunity to say through the Congress, nope, that ain't going to happen. And we can veto or we can, you know, bring it down where we don't like what he's coming up with or something. We can go ahead and jawjack it. And then you got the judicial. You know, the judicial is supposed to not legislate, but adjudicate. And I'm sick and tired of that, too. And the doggone left wanting to have their cake and eat it, too. So instead of going the way it's supposed to go and send it up to the president, they wait for the doggone adjudicators to say, hey, you know what? We're going to go ahead and just put this into law by just saying we agree with it. And dang, 5-4, we're in trouble. Okay. I guess I got a big mouth. Forgive me.
No, you're speaking for a lot of people right now, and I wish it was a larger number than it is. But there's a lot of people screaming at the radio right now saying, "I'm with Doc."
You know, well, and you know what thing too, Doc. One other thing too is that you were dealing with a generation, maybe even two generations now, that just don't know how to take no for an answer, and they haven't had a balanced budget for 20 plus about how many years now, so they haven't had a reason, they haven't had anything to adhere to, and then you've got every one of these reps, and they're going, yeah, but my district needs that hiking trail. My district needs that Pride Center. We can't do without it. Sorry. And no one will take no for an answer. It's like these people have to be told, sorry, that's still no.
So let me ask this question. How many of those go wokes, honestly, have actually lived within their own means? Usually it's credit card to credit card to credit card until they get so far in that they can't do anything with it. Anyway, no matter what, you know, I'm probably being told somebody's out there going, you don't understand. This is the way it is in our generation. Yeah, McDonald's. Have it your way, you know. I'm sorry.
I think that was Burger King, but otherwise I got you there.
All good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doc.
Doc, appreciate your call.
Say, I want this, I want that, that's it, you know, okay. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you. Call again. Appreciate it very much. 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100.
Reminds me of the movie Dave. Remember Dave?
Yeah.
With Kevin Kline.
Yeah.
And he's a lookalike of the president. Charles Grodin, the great Charles Grodin, the actor, plays his accountant. Who's his accountant for his business, and he brings him into the White House, and they lay out the federal spending, the huge stack of things, and the accountant starts going through it. It's like, what is this? It's like, well, start scratching them off. How hard is that? Just go. We don't need the hiking trails and the Bull Weevil studies and things. We gotta stop. I mean,
what we need to do.
I'll get you a team of accountants.
Open up a constitution and find out what the founding fathers believed federal spending should be on.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. President Biden has nothing on his public schedule for today. Former Sergeant in the Marines Daniel Penny claims he subdued a New York City subway transient, Jordan Neely, based on his actions and not his skin color. Penny gave his first interview to the New York Post over the weekend. Neely's uncle says Penny doesn't deserve a plea deal after being charged with manslaughter in the second degree. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has 6 months to secure a grand jury indictment against Penny. Penny's attorney, Stephen Razor, on Fox News last night.
His only motivation was to help. His motivation was to help save those pastors from somebody who was clearly an imminent threat.
Today is officially Buy a New Musical Instrument Day to help you create beautiful melodies with a brand new instrument. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Monday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hospice care near you can sometimes be a challenge. Hospice of the Red River Valley is where you need them and are privileged to serve patients in a variety of settings, including their own homes, nursing homes, hospitals, assisted living facilities, and many other places people consider home in both rural and urban areas across portions of North Dakota and western Minnesota. Hospice of the Red River Valley also provides care and services to anyone who meets the guidelines for care. No one is turned away regardless of insurance coverage or ability to pay. Find additional resources regarding the hospice benefit and office locations at hrrv.org, hrrv.org, hrrv.org. You agree with Doc? Let us know, 271-1100. Text us, too, at 237-1590. Here's a texter. As much as I love Donald Trump, I think his era needs to be over. Half the party is sick of him, but also sick of what Democrats are doing. So in that case, why not find someone who unites the party and could find the middle-class women vote that Trump won't? We could spend a week dissecting that comment from that texter. As much as I love Donald Trump, I think his era needs to be over, they write. Half the party is sick of him, but also sick of what the Democrats are doing. So in that case, why not find someone who unites the party and can get the middle-class women vote that Trump won't? I think the question everybody needs to ask themselves is, which of these candidates that we have to choose from to be the Republican nominee has the best chance of success as president? What I fear is Tim Scott, Ron DeSantis, Doug Burgum. Take your pick of among the second place folks in the polls right now. If they can prevail over the swamp. You know what I mean, Kev?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
This, to me, is the big question.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like if Ron DeSantis wins, it's not like the swamp goes, oh, good, Donald Trump isn't there anymore, so you just go be good president. We're going to leave you alone. The swamp knows what it needs to do to take down a Republican.
Oh, yeah. It won't matter who it is.
The playbook has been written.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No doubt. The media goes right along with it.
Yep, and they think you're that stupid. They think you're that stupid to not see it.
So
they're teeing it up now.
Here's my thought. Does Donald Trump come with baggage? Absolutely. No doubt about it, because he's a relentless fighter. You can't be a relentless fighter and have been in these battles and not have baggage. And as long as we have Republicans who are like, well, we want somebody who doesn't put out mean tweets. And I just wish he would be a little more this or a little less that. And not recognizing the battle that he fought.
The MAGA Republicans, they're the problem, though.
And how he fought it.
They're the problem.
That's what I think we got to think about
the
here.
MAGA problem. They're the problem.
So,
got to be afraid of them people. I don't know. Are we talking about our hearts or minds? Because our hearts are with Trump, no doubt about it. My mind, as I know more about how the election process works, say it again, we're weighing two things. That he's got, first of all, no matter what, he's got to get more of the middle, more of the independent vote. He's got to get more of the, they call them mushy middle, soccer moms, et cetera, the people that don't like and didn't like the mean tweets and the aggressive, et cetera, et cetera. It's them getting over that because they're tired of 350 gas. It's them getting over that because they're sick and tired of $5 eggs.
Well, look, he beat Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
With all that baggage.
Yep.
He now,
I think he beat Biden.
Now he's got
all of it.
You look at, this time around though with Biden, you've got Biden's track record.
There you go.
As
That's
president.
What I'm saying.
To contrast himself with.
So Biden has disenfranchised himself with a big part of the middle. And I think Trump gains them if he just doesn't shoot himself in the foot every week.
What's an example of shooting himself in the foot?
Oh, man. Whatever he might say, whatever he might tweet, these attacks, I think that he needs to get off. If I was on his team, I would say, Donald, sir, you have to stop. Stay on message. Stay on message. Stay on what we know you can do. Stay on building, fixing this. Stay on point. Forget the other personalities that are in this. Just be you and keep saying what you're going to do. But that's all the other stuff gives them ammunition. Man, you give those that side of ammunition, and they'll run with it.
And what Kevin is talking about is what enhances his chances of winning.
Yeah.
In the presidential race.
Yeah, don't tear down DeSantis. Build yourself back up. Stay on point.
My point is this to the callers: it's time to move on. His era needs to be over. Text her here, and find somebody that can unite the party, et cetera, et cetera. What awaits them as president? Donald Trump, heads and tails above everybody else, knows exactly how to operate this time around to fight and win over the swamp.
Great point, and you're right.
None of the other candidates have that ability.
Nope.
They don't have that, and they will be destroyed.
Yep.
Much in the same way he was destroyed. But he knows now. So, anyway, appreciate the text. Well said. Thank you very much.
Well, and you look at he's not beholden to any PAC. He's not beholden to any lobby. He's not beholden to anybody. That's a big, big plus. And he's a fighter.
A listener says, Doc said everything that has been on my mind for years.
Beautiful.
Just too much common sense. We let Doc go. Doc was on a roll. Texter says, screw the federal government. We need to have a grassroots movement of flipping our state legislators red and get the magic number of 38 states that enact Article 5 of the Constitution Convention of the States. That's the long game, but it's worth thinking about.
Then again, you get people like this gal in Nebraska. Oh, boy. She was having a day for the trans people last week.
Lister says, on Red Eye radio show last night, Gary McNamara and Eric Harley said the FBI misused search warrants 178,000 times in 2021. Big Brother is alive and well. So glad we have AM and FM stations that keep us informed. Best of kudos to the Flag family, baby. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, you betcha. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Another listener, as soon as DeSantis, got the nomination, the press would announce a dog carrier on his roof. Remember that? That was the attack on Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yep.
Yeah. Hilarious. Another listener, I'm not necessarily a Trump guy, but I know he will do what he says, and the middle class will get the representation we need.
That's what we need the middle to embrace. Get over the personality of all of it and look at the policy. And ask yourself who can actually get things done and, like, finished. And look, there's the building. And glass is all washed. It's all done. There's the wall. Look, it's all done. There's the drilling now. It's all, I mean, there's actually an end, you know, to his plan and his good policies. You know, there's a fix to it.
Ben in Rolog, Minnesota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ben.
Good morning, gentlemen. Say, you were talking about Trump, and you know when he ran the first time, he said he wanted to lock Hillary up, and he never quite got around to it. Well, I think one of the reasons is they hit him so hard and fast with all these false allegations from Russia to, you know, whatever. He didn't have time to fight back. It was basically survival mode for 4 years, and yet he still got a lot done. So when you take into consideration that, I think the guy did an amazing job. And is he perfect? No, you're right. But there's only one thing I think he's got to do on this one is he's got to apologize for these vaccines that he pushed. Because the last report that I read, over a million people have died in the United States from this vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon.
You know, one thing I would say that, Ben, I would say he was pushing that so early. He was just, you know, being told by Fauci and Walensky.
He got had.
He got taken on the whole message,
but now,
I believe.
Kevin, he's got to come out now and say he's been had, apologize. He said, you know, it wasn't his fault. He's got to admit that he got had, and I don't know if he can do that.
I thought he did.
That's the only downside, but.
When asked about it, I think he's doubled down on it.
Okay.
That's one thing. But the last I've heard, over a million people have physically died from that vaccine in just this country. And it's not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. So other than that, gentlemen, you're doing a wonderful job. Keep working.
Appreciate the call, Ben. Thank you. And we're due to have Dr. Peter McCullough back. I've not heard that stat that he's talking about, but I've not paid a lot of attention to it of late, but Dr. McCullough is our go-to source when it comes to
all the jab talk,
tracking it, you know, and having the latest information. So I look forward to catching up with him. I made a note. We'll have him on the program. Thank you. Listener says, Trump got more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016, so why would he need to do anything different? He was trending in the right direction. Well, the swamp view is that while he did get more votes, he made so many people mad that a wave of people came out that gave Biden more votes than Trump,
I would say,
despite going up. That's the swamp version of analyzing those numbers.
I would agree with what you know that he had a massive amount more votes in 16 and 20 than 16, etc. But we're talking about is that as we go forward, every vote's going to count, and we're dealing with these states where a lot of it's been removed because of COVID and the ridiculous mail-in and the harvesting and all that stuff in a number of those states. But you know, you're never hurt by what you don't say, and all he has to do is not do that. All he has to do is stay on point and stay with policy, stay with the solutions and the actual the solves that'll get it done, and he'll crush it. But it's like I always go by, you're never hurt by what you don't say. So just don't do that, and he'll slam dunk it.
We have a report coming up from Fox News on the debt debate and what's happening with the negotiations. So we'll do that next hour as well. We're going to check in with our friends at University of Mary, talk a little bit about the leadership camp for high school students. It's going to be happening on the campus of University of Mary, June 11th through 14th. Kids from all across the state, so that'll be interesting too. and lots more open phone time on the big news of the day.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lunch today at PetroServe USA. Much as I don't want to interview or interrupt, Johnny Cash.
He's good with it.
The master, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I walk the line.
Because you're mine. I walk the line.
There you go.
He's the best. PetroServe USA is home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Monday means any fresh-baked muffin is only 99 cents. And oh, are they good. Oh, my gosh, they're so good. Lunch specials today, barbecue chicken tenders on 45th and Fargo, Salisbury Steak in Glendon, Sloppy Joe's MP Avenue, Barbecue Pulled Pork Sandwich, 12th Avenue and I-29, Lasagna with Garlic Toast or Chicken Tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and Meatloaf for Scalloped Potatoes in Hammond Valley City. They also have great specials in Harwood and Yulin. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. It's the best. The absolute best. 10 to 4, the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Let's finish up some of these texts here. One listener says, I want the RNC to have a 12-year plan. Trump and DeSantis for 4. DeSantis and company for an additional 8 years. It'd be a little unity. So here's the deal. Rally around Trump. 4 more years to finish off the swamp. But here's what's right behind. Interesting theory.
Yeah, the Trump DeSantis thought to me, if they, you know, the biggest surprise ever was they come out, you know, shake hands and say, okay, get in the ring, because we're the team to beat.
Listener says, Scott, we need Trump to clean up the swamp. That texture is wrong. Trump doesn't care what they do to him. And he will clean up the swamp in his 4 years. Trump is fighting for us, who care about the party. We are in trouble. I really believe that. There's the one guy that actually can go in there and take that swamp on, and nobody else has that experience, as good as they might be.
Yeah.
Now they're going to have.
That's true.
They're going to be informed with the knowledge that, hey, this is tough stuff, and they're going to be coming for me, but not to actually be there and take it on. It's a very good point. Another says, we're giving Trump all this advice on what he needs to change. Meanwhile, he's got a 50% lead over his nearest competitor. Aren't we clever? That's a pretty good point. He's sitting in a good spot. But, you know, it's a long time till the convention, and you've got things that can change in the race with Biden. So, but I take your point. You're sitting in pretty good place. The idea that we need to unite the party or unite the country, says another listener, is just a pipe dream. These are the same people that claim Trump divided the country. Were we united before Trump? No. People cannot unite over a stick. Trump, like him, or not others, something for everyone. Trump, like him or not, offers something for everyone. All the others are just running on Trump's plan.
No doubt. No, that's what I said. They're all going to say the same thing. They're all going to, I mean, but there's just different messengers. And the message is the same.
Love your point. 701-271-1100 to call us. 271-1100. Text us. 237-1590. Hey, Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the reason I would go for Trump is because he's the only one, I believe, willing to just tear it down. Nobody else will do that. He's got nothing to lose. He's got 4 years. Just tear it all down. The other thing I'd like to comment on is...
I was just going to ask you, by it, you mean the swamp.
That's exactly what I mean. And yeah. The swamp is so deep. It just needs to be completely drained from the top down.
Yeah, I agree.
The other thing I heard this morning on the radio was... a travel ban to Florida because of some of DeSantis's comments and laws that he has passed. I don't believe there's a travel ban. We can all go there. That's just our media saying that don't go there.
Yeah,
who, you guys have heard that story this morning.
Oh, I've heard it threatened. Who was? Did you hear who it was?
It was on the. I won't even give them credit for the radio station, but it was the big media this morning on the news. I don't remember who they said put out the travel ban.
Oh, I see it here. I found it. It's the NAACP.
Yeah. So is it a travel ban? Does that mean we cannot go there? Or is it just these guys trying to, do what they do?
Says here the NAACP over the weekend issued a travel advisory for Florida, joining two other civil rights groups and warning potential tourists that recent laws and policies championed by DeSantis and Florida lawmakers are, quote, you ready for this? Openly hostile towards African Americans, people of color, and LGBTQ individuals.
Oh, that is such a crock of crap.
Yeah.
So is it just those people then that are banned, or are we all
banned? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Florida is the most diverse, inclusive state maybe in the entire country. I mean, from Key West to, I mean, every race, every ethnicity, every kind of, I mean, yeah, to say that, and it has been that way for decades. Give me a break.
NAACP is a bunch of snowflakes, evidently. But
oh, unreal.
To your point, Jim, open for business. Travel ban is not for me. MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.